Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Cressine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Joined now by the coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, Keith Cressine. Coach, you won a regional championship since we last talked, beating Solomon 42-23 there on Thursday in your first game of the regional. Lauren Dubert led you with 23 in that game and then bounced back with another 20-plus point effort there in the second game of the regional there, the championship against Southern Cloud that you won 42-28. Got out to an 18-1 halftime lead in that game and never really looked back. So how do you feel about the games there in Solomon and being able to win that regional championship?
Well, we're really excited about winning that regional championship there. But, yeah, against Solomon, we knew that they played in a tougher schedule than what we did. So, again, we knew that they were going to come out and be ready to play. But I really was really impressed with the way that we came out with our effort, our enthusiasm, and the pride that we showed in the Solomon game. And we just D'd up from the start to the finish, and, you know, we got a really nice win. But, again, defensively, we just played extremely well. We hit the ball or hit some shots and moved the ball around really well. And, again, that kind of fed over, I thought, into the championship game then with Southern Cloud. Of course, we'd played Southern Cloud and beat them 30 points earlier. I didn't feel like it, you know, we were going to have to play a lot better than what we did the first game. And, again, we did. We came out, you know, we get up 18-1 going into halftime. You know, it was like, well, we were very efficient, I felt like, running offense, but defensively only allowing 1 point. Of course, they struggled putting the ball in the hole, but, again, I credit our defense. I thought we played pretty good, maybe not as good as well as what we did against Solomon, but they had some wide-open opportunities, and the ball just wouldn't fall in the hole for them the first half. But, again, you know, we never pressed or really trapped, so the pace of the game was a little bit slower. Second half, we just took care of business, and then we were able to get some subs in and some mix and match with some JV players there with the varsity that will have to step up, you know, if we get in foul trouble or what have you, Dusty.
Move on to Substate now with Burlingame coming up actually tonight, and they're 10-11. It looks like they're a pretty young team. What do you expect to see from Burlingame?
Yes, you're right, Dusty. They are a very young team. Their sophomore class is their best class. They can shoot the ball on the perimeter. You know, they're a team, again, that I think their tough schedule plays into hands because they play in the Lyon County League down that way, and they got Opie and Waverly that are two powerhouses in 1A. So it isn't like they've, you know, probably half their losses, you know, have came to some really good teams. So we can't take anything for granted, especially looking at their record. We got to go out and take care of business because right now it gets down to if you win, you advance. If you lose, you're done. And I know the pride of St. John's Tipton basketball, our two seniors, L and Kara, don't want that to happen. So if we show up, play defense, you know, move the ball around, and try to focus on getting the ball inside to them too a little bit. You know, I shouldn't say we'd be all right, but our chances look good if we can get – we got to use our height is what I'm trying to say. And then the perimeter shots will be there for us.
Keith Cressine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. This is the final time we'll actually talk as a Locker Room Chat, so we thank you for taking the time all year and wish you the best of luck the rest of the way, all right?
Well, thanks a lot, Dusty, for all the stuff that you do for St. John's Tipton as well as all the other area schools.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind. And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Lance Berkman joining us now, the coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, regional championship for you there last week since we talked last. Friday, you beat Solomon at their floor 62-43 in the semifinals, and then a 66-45 win over Rock Hills in the championship game. Both these games at times were close in the first half, but you guys were able to make one of those classic runs in each game and kind of pull away for the victories. What were your thoughts of the way the kids finished up there at sub-state or regional last week?
I thought it went overall pretty good. I was happy with the way we finished the games. Obviously, our second halves were really well, but that first game against Solomon, we knew it was going to be a little bit different, playing them on their home floor. I knew that we had 10 days off and really not very many practices. Usually you have a bunch of practices in if you have 10 days off. We only got two official practices in to get ready for that game, and it kind of showed, got through that first half, was up three and hadn't played well. I felt like Solomon gave it probably our best shot, probably exerted a lot of energy to try to stay at the pace we wanted to. I came out of the second half, I thought, okay, here we go, we got it figured out. We got up, I think, 5 or maybe 7. And then I looked, next thing I know, we're not playing well again, not rebounding, and just effort wasn't quite there coming out of the locker room there for a stretch. And they got it back within 2, I think it was 29-27. We called the timeout and really just challenged the kids, refocused the kids, and from that point on, they kind of woke up, got really focused, and went on that nice run to kind of put that game away. And, just the depth of our bench kind of showed up a lot in that game, and we kind of warmed down. And then we had the, crazy weather going on. I'm trying to figure out if we're going to be able to get in the game against Rock Hills. We watched them, play before us. They played really well against Southern Cloud at times in the first half. They played outstanding, and they kind of held on to get a nice win for them to move into the championship game. A team we knew quite a bit about, played them real early in the year, and really kind of put it to them. And I knew that if that was a team that could ever figure it out, that it'd be a tough matchup. They got some talent. Then we played them in a league tournament. You could already tell they had improved a ton. They played us really well, challenges throughout the entire game, was able to pull away at the end. And then coming into the regional championship, you could tell things, they've gotten better. They're way more under control. They were playing better as a team. And they came out in the first quarter, and, they beat us in the first quarter. They're up 1 after the first quarter. We were a little bit timid. They changed defenses a little bit on us. We were getting in too big of a rush. We weren't taking care of the basketball, and we really weren't executing the way we needed to in the first quarter. And when the second quarter came, kind of settled down a little bit, started playing a lot better, started getting the ball inside. Brady, started attacking a little more. We got him into foul trouble there in the second quarter, which is what we talked about, getting the big guys off the floor, making them go to the smaller lineup. And when we was able to do that, we was able to take advantage of Brady and Dalton, and then, just another one of those games come out in the third and fourth quarters. And we like to play four quarters. We know that there's been teams that play with us, and it's a matter, can we wear them out? And I feel like we did a pretty good job of just making Rock Hills work for all four quarters. And they started getting tired, it looked like. Their shots were starting to get short, and then we were able to go grab all the rebounds. And we just played really good defense. But, the score at the end of the game didn't indicate what that game was like throughout the entire game. We just put it on a run there towards the end and kind of made it look a little bit different than what it was.
So, again, you get that regional championship, and you already knew you were going to be at Substate, but now you'll move on and know your opponent. You're able to kind of avoid Hanover there on that side of the bracket, so you have Blue Valley coming up here on Friday night. Some quick thoughts on them. They're 15-6, six losses, but obviously playing in a very good league. What are your thoughts on Blue Valley coming up on Friday?
Well, we've watched a lot of film. I've been busy Monday and Tuesday with some things. So Coach Denneke, he broke down a lot of film for me, took the kids into the science room and kind of watched to kind of get a little bit of a picture of what we'd be going up against. It's a team we haven't seen. You know, we definitely don't pay any attention to records when you're playing a team in the Twin Valley League, because they're going to beat up on each other quite a bit outside of, you know, Hanover this year, who's just a little bit better than the rest of the teams in that league. But the rest of the teams, you know, beat up on each other. You're going to get a couple losses to Hanover or something like that. So, you know, you don't get too caught up looking at that. We know they got three kids that are pretty good. They drive to the basket extremely well. They like to get inside. They like to do some pump fakes and just be really under control there. They crash the offensive boards extremely well, which is the one thing that we've really kind of been struggling with here lately. That's that timeout when against Solomon that, you know, I got asked the kids that was talking about boxing out. We put in, went over some box out drills already this week. Dalton's sick right now. Hopefully he's recovered and fully healthy for Friday, because we're going to need him for rebounding purposes and, you know, just the effectiveness of being inside. So it's not one of those, you know, you get to Substate, it's not like, oh, this is just a walk in the park, you know, first round. Obviously you want to win to try to make the first round matchup easier. Not necessarily the case in this situation, but, you know, it's the draw we wanted. We got away from Hanover and Centralia. You know, so we got what we wanted. Now we got to go out and execute and, you know, try to, you know, play the way we're capable of and, you know, come away with a win Friday and at least get yourself into a chance on Saturday to play for a championship and hopefully go to state.
Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final chat of the season as far as Locker Room Chats are concerned, but we hope we'll talk with you next week headed to state. And until then, best of luck as you finish out Substate here.
All right. Thank you, Dustin. I sure do hope I talk to you next week.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and NextTech.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. NextTech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with NextTech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to NextTech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with NextTech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes. Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by NextTech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Travis Eberle joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, unfortunately for you, since we last talked, your season came to a close, finishing 11-10. A tough loss in the semifinals of that regional there at Hill City against your county rival Osborne there, 37-35. When you look back at that game, what were some of the things you felt that maybe went wrong for you as you were unable to pick up the win in that one?
Well, you know, we come out. We, you know, we didn't shoot the ball very well. We you know, we stood around on offense, and they kind of changed things up on us. They kind of went to a box one or manned up on a Bergman, and, you know, that kind of took us out of our rhythm for a little bit. But, you know, we had plenty of opportunities. We, you know, we just shot. You know, we just didn't shoot well from the field. We, you know, I thought our defense was okay for the most part. We kind of let the Conway girl, Tierra Conway, kind of, you know, lit us up like she did the first time we played them, and we was letting her drive the basket, not stopping, moving her feet, you know, to cut her off. And that really probably summed up the deal on what we struggled with. You know, we only shot like 20% from the free throw line, which that, you know, that really killed us. I think we only made 2 free throws. I think we shot 10, you know, and so, you know, them kind of things, they, you know, them little things like that are gonna come back and haunt you in games that are close. And as I said last week, you know, I knew it would come down the wire probably, and that's what it did. And, you know, we had our opportunities to, you know, we had a 5-point lead at one time, and we didn't take care of the ball and let them get right back in it. So, all in all, we just, you know, it wasn't our best performance, but, you know, I thought the girls, you know, tried to work through it and come out with a win, but we just come up a couple points short at the end.
So, again, you fall in that one, and your season comes to a close. Just kind of looking back at this year and seeing what you've got moving forward from this, so you have 3 seniors that will graduate and 3 starters, and Adriana Bergman, Janica Pierce, and Megan LaRocque that I know you're going to miss. But just kind of give me some parting shots about them and what do you expect from the group moving forward?
Yeah, you know, in 3 seniors, I've had Bergman and LaRocque since they were freshmen, and Janica moved in as a sophomore. And you know, them kids grew a lot over the years. They give me a lot of valuable minutes. Anna and Megan played a lot as freshmen and sophomores. And you know, Anna's an excellent outside shooter when she's on, and, you know, really smart with the ball, you know, for the most part. And then Megan, you know, is a pretty good ball handler. She's been my point guard almost all 4 years, but she, you know, the freshman year, she kind of subbed in and out and did a good job for me. And just her, you know, her hustle is going to be missed, and she usually plays, you know, exceptional defense, and she, you know, usually shoots the ball well, and you know, she kind of has her ups and downs just like anybody does. But then Janica, you know, she come a long ways from when she started. She was a little rough around the edges, but we got her tuned in, and she probably one of my better defensive players on the team, really quick. Hustle, you know, I'm going to miss that. And, you know, all 3 of them are going to be hard to replace. So, you know, we'll see what, you know, next year brings. And we got some good kids coming up. You know, I got a lot of young kids. I got, you know, 9 freshmen and 7 sophomores, I think it is, and 2 juniors that will be leaders next year, hopefully. And, you know, we got all the potential in the world. We just got to come out on the floor and, you know, be able to put together next year as replacing the old 3 starters. You know, we got to come with 3 people to replace them, and that's going to be tough, but I think we can get it done if we work hard in the offseason.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for taking the time all season to join us, talk Lady Knight basketball, and we certainly wish you the best of luck down the road, all right?
Yep, thanks, Dusty, and appreciate what you guys do for us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV now or internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joined now by Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Well, Coach, since we last talked, you finished out your season there in the semifinals, the 1A substate there at Hill City. You took on Stockton, a team we knew was a lot better than what their record would indicate. And they got on you there late in the game and pulled away for a 71-47 win. What were some of the things Stockton did that caused the most problems there for you on Friday night?
Well, we played well the first quarter. We were up by 7 or 8 at one point in time, and they were playing man defense, and we were able to pound it inside. And they didn't really have a lot of answers for that, but then they switched up to a zone. And I've said all year we play better against a man than we do a zone, and they kind of packed it in, and we weren't really hitting our outside shots consistently. And we were down by 9, I believe, at half, and you know, we battled back and forth and pulled within 3 in the third quarter. Then it went from 3 to 12 to about 20 in about the span of 3 to 4 minutes. And we got lackadaisical and they pressured us up on defense and were getting out of passing lanes. And we were, throwing bad passes. And they were taking advantage of that on the other end with transition points and just little things like that. And it kind of it got out of hand a little quickly, and we just couldn't climb our way back in it. But I give credit to Stockton, and they're quick and they're athletic, and they were, you know, obviously their record wasn't what they play like, because they're a very good basketball team.
So again, you come up with the loss there, finishing out the season with an 11-10 record. Just as you look back at this group, I know you're going to have a senior class that's going to leave you 5 total seniors, 4 that provided a lot of minutes for you and quality minutes, and Caleb Hake, Devin Crawford, Mason Dusky, Joshua Moore, and then Matthew Seward as well. What can you say about that senior class and about how much you're going to miss them?
They're a good group, especially looking back on Matt didn't get a lot of playing time in any varsity game, and that's just the situation that it was of the talent that we had on the team. But Matt tried, and he worked his butt off in practice and showed up every day to help us get better, and Josh didn't see a whole lot of minutes, but I thought Josh came in, and when he came into the game, I thought he played well and gave us some good quality minutes, whether he was rebounding or maybe scored a couple points or whatever. I thought Josh did a good job of playing his role coming off the bench. And then you go to the 3 guys that started, and some of them started for a couple years with Mason, Caleb, and Devin. And just seeing where they came from when they were freshmen to the way they play now is just 9-day difference. And we're definitely going to miss their height inside next year. And Caleb and Mason were our post guys, missing that post presence with, big, strong guys like that. So, I appreciate everything they've done for our basketball program, and they're definitely going to be missed next year.
Obviously got a lot of young kids moving forward, so we're looking forward to more Lakeside Night success in the future with that freshman class especially, and we'll see how that pans out. Coach, thanks for joining us all season long here in the Locker Room Chats, and we'll catch you down the road, all right?
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome back in our locker room chats here on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. The Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies finished up their season last week, 1-16 record, falling in the regional first round matchup there at Southern Cloud. So we actually finished up the Rock Hills girls chats with Jamie Harvey last week. So we're going to take a time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Rock Hills boys team, Nick Meisner, in the locker room chats on Katie Country 94.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. There's great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. The meat department, they have fresh family packs of bone-in pork steak for $1.49 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. No Mississippi's now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. The meat department, they have fresh whole bone-in pork shoulder roast for $1.19 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back here on our locker room chats on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Nick Meisner joining us now, the coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, you finished out regional play there last week, so you picked up the win on Friday, over Southern Cloud. Got out to a great start in that one, 17-2, actually, if I remember right. And you held on for a five-point win, 44-39, and then St. John's tipped in there on Sunday, a rare Sunday game for the championship. You fall 66-45, hung with them early. They were able to make a break there a little bit in the second and then in the third as well to get that 21-point win. Let's go back to that Southern Cloud game first, though. Like I said, a really good start for you, but kind of late in the game, they started hitting some shots, got all the way within two, but you're able to win it by five. What were your thoughts of that win there on Friday?
Yeah, we definitely came out and probably played the best quarter, if not half, of the season against Southern Cloud. We jumped on them, pressured them, forced a lot of turnovers, and which kind of relayed to us, a lot of points and runouts, and we shot the ball well too. I can't remember how many threes we had, but we had four or five in the first half, and timely shots that just fell. Probably the best defense we played. It was 27-9 at halftime. That's a season low for holding our team opponents that low for points. So, played a great first half. We were excited, and it was kind of how we scripted it. But at halftime, you have that speech where, it's a new game, 0-0, you got to finish it out. And with Southern Cloud, with the senior-laden team, you knew they weren't going to give up. They were going to come back and fight and scratch and crawl their way back into it, and they did. The third quarter was kind of slow back and forth. I think we had a 10-12 point lead going in the fourth quarter. And that's where, as a coach, you have that decision where, do you slow the game down, try and shorten it up, and kind of ride the victory out with free throws, or do you keep doing what you're doing? And I went with the decision to shorten the game up and let's close out a game that way. Kind of like how you're supposed to, anyway, in my opinion. But,
you know, we started missing some shots, and we milked the clock pretty good. Actually, about 3.5-4 minutes ago, I think we still had a 10-12-point lead, but we never really got comfortable with it. And finally got to the free throw line, and we missed the front end of our first 3 1-and-1s. And when you leave a possible 3 to 6 points out there like that, the game tightens up in a hurry. And the stout kid hit a timely 3 to cut it to 2, and things got really, really tight there. But then I think we made 7 out of 9 in the last minute and a half to kind of, you know, close it out when it counted the most. So, you know, it's one of those things that makes you question how to finish a game and how you want to, you know, end it as a coach. But we got the W. Southern Cloud was a great team. They like I said, they didn't give up. And, you know, Coach Flynn wasn't going to allow for that either. So you just want to get that win, though, and give you a chance to go to the regional championship game and get a sub-state berth. And that was the main thing. So we were pretty excited about that.
Give me some quick thoughts on that championship game with St. John's Tipton. Their bigs obviously caused you some problems there as they combined Pollen and Schmidt for 36. You had some foul trouble inside there with Derek and ended up losing by 21. Just overall, quick thoughts about that championship.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough task, you know, going against St. John's as usual. The third time we played them, I thought that might be in our advantage a little bit, and us kind of being the underdogs, you know, they might have a little pressure. But when both teams are guaranteed to go to sub-state, you know, both teams should play a little loose, and the shots will probably fall that way. And the first quarter, we were actually up 11-10 how it ended, and I thought we played a pretty good first quarter again, but St. John's always goes on that run that they count on, and it certainly happened there, and they got an 8-point lead at halftime, and we couldn't stop Paul and Schmidt inside. You know, like I said, yeah, Derek got in foul trouble, and Noah Williams also had 3 fouls at halftime, and those are kind of our bigger guys inside that can muscle people, and when they go out, it certainly hurt us. And third quarter, they, you know, St. John's went ahead and extended that, and Bates had some timely shots from the outside, and you know, I felt like we kept Dubert and Dameron at bay, but, you know, pick your poison with St. John's. They got 4 or 5 guys that can, you know, carry the team at any point in time, and Sunday it was definitely Pollen and Schmidt. I was really impressed with both of those guys. They finished around the rim. Pollen, you know, 10 feet in, on in, he's as good as a make every time he puts it up there. So, you know, we knew our backs were against the wall against them, and my hat's off to them. We tried to kind of mimic St. John's with our style of play with our pressure defense this year, and it worked for the most part. So, you know, I got to credit St. John's a little bit for us to kind of stealing their identity a little bit from last year and kind of, you know, that just goes with us and how much we respect them, though, too, because that's a classy team, and they're good, and I wish them the best of luck because the best team won Sunday, and I think they'll do pretty good, you know, moving on from here.
You got put into a pretty loaded sub-state now, and your first round game is against Hanover, who's 22-1, and pretty much been ranked number 2 all season in 1A on the boys' side. What concerns you the most about Hanover? I know they're very athletic. Every year they go onto the court and have some great players over there.
Yeah, they're super athletic. You know, I feel like they got about 2 or 3 Derek Gillets on their team, so it's going to be pretty hard to shut them down. And they like to run. I think they play a pretty good man defense, but you know they want to let you miss shots, box out, 1-2 passes, you know, and they're off and running at the other end. And they're a high scoring team. I think both their regional games they won by 40 some points. So that's always intimidating when you see that, but at the same time, you know, other than our hiccup Sunday against St. John's, we'd won our last 5 before that and felt pretty good, and I think we can, you know, we play our best game, we can hang with them. We just got to be smart and kind of, you know, pick our poison at times with Hanover, and hopefully, you know, maybe not everybody's on for them because they can shoot the ball lights out too. So, yeah, they got some height, athletic ability. They're ranked number 2 for a reason, but, you know, I'm telling the boys, you know, why not us? You know, we're going to play the number 2 team in the state, kind of show them what we're made of, and maybe something good will happen. you never know. That's why you play the games, and upsets happen all the time, and that's what we're going to try and do, and we'll have to do it twice because, yeah, like you said, it's a tough sub-state. The only good thing about it is we got to go to Clay Center, where St. John's had to go to Alma-Wabunsee, so, you know, but that's fine. We'll take the challenge, and we're looking forward to it on Friday.
Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final Locker Room Chat since the season's up here for most teams. But we certainly thank you for joining us all season long and wish you the best of luck the rest of the way here in Substate.
Hey, Dusty, appreciate all you do, too. We really, really enjoy your talks, and it's been a pretty fun season with you.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
No Mississippi's after Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. That family packs frozen chicken drumsticks for 69 cents a pound. It's after Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals after Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have in the produce department fresh red seedless grapes for $1.99 a pound. It's after Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Dusty Donis joined now by Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, since we talked last, you knew it was going to be a difficult regional semifinal game on Thursday against Otis Bison last Thursday, and they ended up picking up a win 54-33, so your season came to a close there. 14-6 record here. Just going back to that game on Thursday against Otis Bison, it was the second time you'd played them, so you knew how good they were. What things maybe went wrong for you on Thursday night?
Like I talked last week, I knew the Wiltsy girl was going to be a challenge for us just with her height and her ability, and you know that, and that's what it was. Again, you know, I think she ended up with 33 points against us, and you know, I thought the girls did a good job defensively, and we couldn't get a couple shots to fall here and there to kind of help us out a little bit. And you know, with the Wiltsy girls scoring that many, it was just tough to stay in the game with them.
So again, you finished the season at 14-6. When you look back at this year, and I know that you had quite a few quality seniors on the team that you're going to miss going into next year, what do those girls mean to this team and the success that you're able to have?
They mean a great deal to this team. You know, it's always tough coming in with a new coach and stuff. You know, this was their second year with me, but I thought the girls did a great job of making adjustments and working hard to get better, and I felt that it showed all season that they did improve each and every game. So I was very proud of the girls that we had.
So eight seniors on the roster. So you move on, and looking forward to the future with this group, what are your thoughts on how you can have success moving forward?
We just got to continue to develop that work ethic of working hard and getting in the gym, getting in the weight room. You know, it's going to start with the young ones, and hopefully we got another group of seniors next year that are going to lead them and continue the tradition.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Leddy Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for joining us here, Coach. This is our final Locker Room Chat of the season, so we appreciate all your time to talk Leddy Mustang basketball, and we'll look forward to chatting with you down the road, all right?
All right. I appreciate everything you guys do.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Dusty Donis joined now by Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You had regional semis against Wilson on Friday. You won 50-43 and a nice win there. And then you had to take on the number one team in the state in the regional championship at home there on Sunday, falling 59-17 to Central Plains. When you look at these games, first go back to the Wilson game. They're a team that obviously has a couple players that can really score and do some good things. How were you able to pick up the win there on Friday night?
Well, I mean, third time we played them this year too, so you know it's always difficult. But I thought they came out with a game plan to kind of confuse us a little bit. I think it worked for a little bit, and then I think our guys recovered and started attacking, and we were able to pick up the win because we were aggressive and I thought on both ends of the floor.
You knew Central Plains was going to be tough if you got the chance to play them. You fall 59-17. They've been wire to wire number one in the state this year in Class 1A. For the people that didn't see the game or haven't seen Central Plains play this year, what makes them so good?
They're physical. You know, they're a group of I think they start four seniors that look the part, and you know, they're physical on the defensive end. Don't let you get much of anything going. And then on the offensive end, they share the ball so well. They take care of it. They really play inside out and are smart with the basketball. They're just a very good basketball team.
So you have a 15-5 record now. Fortunately, when you make it to the regional championship, your season's not over, win or lose. So you move on to sub-state now and take on Northern Valley. That's a team that won the Division II championship last year in 1A before they put it back all in one group this year. Northern Valley 21-2. It's a tough sub-state, obviously, but what are your thoughts on this first-round matchup or the semifinal matchup with the Huskies on Friday?
Yeah, and just going back to us and what we're facing, you know, we faced the former 2A state champion, you know, last Sunday, and now we get to play the former 1A Division II state champion this Friday. So it's a tough road, but when you get to this point in the season, every team you play is going to be good. Northern Valley is very similar to Central Plains, returns four starters off that state championship team. They share the basketball. They get after it defensively. It'll be a good matchup for us.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs boys basketball team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our last Locker Room Chat of the season, so we want to thank you for taking the time to join us all season to talk Mustang basketball, and best of luck as you finish out sub-state here.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.